Hello, this is Aaron. Thanks for joining me for what I guess will be my third podcast. I had numbered the first one number zero because it was kind of a podcast about the podcast or a meta podcast. And then I decided that's really too cute. So I just named the next one number two. And so now I don't have a number one. But that's all right. Sitting outside again. It's a nice sunny evening tonight. And just finished some mowing. I should probably be drinking a beer, but I already loaded up a tanker of tea here, so I'll stick with that. I discovered this morning something got into the barrel I keep cat food in. Knocked the lid off. So, probably coons. I don't think a cat could do that. I think it was probably coons, so I put a big weight on top of it. I mean, if that doesn't keep them out, I'll have to maybe spend a night out there waiting for them or something. But hopefully you can keep the lid on, keep them out of it. Kind of make a mess when they get in there in the garage and start knocking things around, getting after food. Anyway, I thought I'd talk about teaching maybe tonight. When I was younger, like in my 20s, if you'd asked me if I'd like to be a teacher, I'd just looked at you like you were crazy. I would have like to be a teacher about as much as I'd like to, you know, have a hole in the head. I never liked school, never thought much of most of my teachers, or never got along with them anyway, although they may not have known that, but never wanted to get up in front of people and speak or do anything like that, and so I never really could have imagined myself doing it. And then somehow I ended up teaching a Latin class at St. Rose. I'm not really sure exactly how that happened, but I got started doing that, and that went pretty well. I found out my teaching style, I don't really lecture, or I lecture as little as possible. I try to just say, here it is, and now let's talk about it. You know, ask questions, and I'll answer them, we'll go back and forth. So I kind of developed a little bit of a style that worked for me. So it wasn't just standing up there and, because you learn pretty quickly, even when you only have a few people, which I think I started out with kind of a full little classroom. There might have been a dozen or more, and it pretty quickly narrowed down to seven or eight, something like that. Mostly kids, a couple of adults stuck it out for a while, but you learn pretty quickly that you can kind of tell when people aren't getting it. You can kind of see a glazed look when you ask questions that you can't tell when you're just lecturing. You know, when you're just talking and explaining stuff, you can't really see that. But when you ask questions, you'll get the kind of the ones that are kind of nodding but not quite. And so I kind of got onto that after a while. So I was teaching the Latin class, and then I got roped into doing some other tutoring. At first it was just going to be math, and then it kind of developed into some other things, tutoring to help with some homeschoolers. And that developed into a bigger deal, and I got to where I was really enjoying it. Like I say, you know, I never liked school, but teaching doesn't really have anything to do with school. Sometimes teaching accidentally goes on in a school, but the two don't really, you know, they're two different things. Teaching happens anytime you've got somebody with knowledge and somebody with an interest. So, kind of got to enjoying it, teaching as a tutoring thing. The Latin class went away, but I kept doing the tutoring. And I've been doing that for several years now. But it's going to be coming to an end here, I guess after next year, or maybe even after this year. It just kind of depends how it goes. And so I've been thinking, what else might I like to teach? And, you know, just to kind of keep it going, I got one nice thing about it was I didn't learn much when I was in school. Even in high school, I went to what was considered a good school, a good academic school, but I really didn't learn much, especially in some subjects I didn't like history. I suppose I learned things for the test, but I didn't retain them. And so it was nice to pick up some things that I never learned before, like classic history and literature, Greek and Roman stuff. We really didn't get any of that when I was going to school. They dropped all that by the 70s and 80s. And so that stuff that kind of gives you the underpinnings for civilization, for Western civilization, we didn't get. And so it was nice to have a chance to pick some of that up through teaching it. And then the math and science and stuff that I had learned, still, you know, after 20, 30 years, things get pretty rusty. So it was nice to kind of get a refresher on some of those things. And on science, really also go a lot deeper than I had in school. So, like I said, I got to where I was enjoying it, and kind of thinking, well, is there something else I could teach? Could I do something else with this? And I thought about going to John Wood and offering to teach like a Latin class or something. But then I thought, really, why limit it to something like that? Why restrict it to a classroom and a place and everything? I thought, really, nowadays with being able to do things online, you just have so many more opportunities. And there are a lot of people, whether it's just videos on YouTube or actual class, interactive classrooms or what it is, whichever it is, there's a lot of people doing that sort of thing now. And there's a lot more possibilities there. So that's something I'm looking into. That's one of the reasons I got started doing these podcasts, is because I wanted to explore what the possibilities are. There's a lot of different things I've thought about teaching. Like I say, there's school subjects like Latin, or even I could get into some of the other, you know, just like high school tutoring subjects, or programming, some of the different programming things I do, or computer administration. I could even do just kind of other things I do, like gardening and different things like that. Could do, you know, like teaching videos on that. There's so much of that kind of stuff out there now. You can find just about anything. But that doesn't mean there isn't a opening for somebody else with a little different take on it or whatever. So I've been kicking around some ideas like that and thinking, okay, if I do something like that, do I do them as videos, or do I try to have an actual interactive classroom? I stand up in front of a whiteboard and, you know, actually interact with people over Periscope or something like that? Or do I do it as written lessons, and, you know, do I have people send in homework? All that kind of, there's a lot of questions to answer about it. So I've got to figure out subjects. I've got to figure out what I want to do with it. But it's something I've been thinking about. And I don't really know how much time I'll have to devote to anything like that right away, but that's kind of why I got started doing this, because I don't know how many subjects could be done as a podcast. I do have 30-some written Latin lessons that I made up years ago. I don't know if they're online right now. They were, and then I think I had taken them down, and then I put them back up, and they might be hanging out there somewhere. I kind of lose track sometimes of just what I have on websites here and there. But I had thought at one time about making a podcast to go with those. Well, now I think about maybe a video cast, or maybe a screencast where you capture the screen. And I might do some things like that with programming, where I talk in the microphone and capture the screen rather than a camera on me while I'm working in front of a whiteboard or whatever. It might be better to do it on the screen. So that's one of the things. It's one of the directions I'm thinking of going with this. One of the things I wanted to kind of get some practice, get an idea whether I even liked it, putting something like this out there, and having to get in front of a microphone on a regular basis. And so far, I don't mind it. So that's something I'm looking into. Something I'm going to be maybe trying out some things here. And so Some of the podcasts may become video casts. I may mix in some different things like that. And then if I do get to where I'm actually teaching, I'll probably want to mix in some live broadcasting stuff so that I can take questions. Because like I said, that's really my teaching style, is to, you know, be at the whiteboard and ask questions, take questions, you know, go back and forth with things. To me, that's really where you get learning, when people can ask questions. Sometimes with the students I have now, we get pretty far afield. And I think they do it on purpose. Sometimes they try to get me going down a rabbit hole of answering different things, especially like in science. You start asking, how does this work? How does that work? And sometimes after a while, I have to say, okay, well, that's going to come up later in the book. We've got to get back to what we're doing. But I just figure you want to allow a certain amount of just exploring ideas, because that's when you learn, when you've got a question because you're interested, and then it might stick. Because I know an awful lot of stuff I learned over the years didn't stick, because I wasn't interested in it. It was just learning it because you had to have it for the test. So, and then there's other stuff. You know, I took Latin for 4 years in high school, and I took French for 3 years. And I would say all the French was out of my head within a couple years after graduation. I didn't like it. I never really, I'm not sure why. I think it was the weird pronunciation, and just, I didn't like the book we were using, and I didn't like it and didn't retain it. The Latin stuck around. 20 years later, when I wanted to teach Latin, it was rusty, but a lot of it was still there, tucked away somewhere. So it makes a big difference when students are interested. And that's one thing about teaching, you know, people who just sign up online, they're all going to be interested. You're not going to have to, it's not going to be a captive audience. It's going to be people who are actually there because they want to learn. So that's something I'm looking into. Maybe at some point I'll try out some video lessons or something like that, or take suggestions and see how that goes. But that's one of the directions I'm thinking of going with this. And if I can think of anything to teach just through a podcast, that would be nice, because it is a lot easier to distribute podcasts than videos. Videos are so much larger, and you get into bandwidth issues and stuff. Now this last podcast I put up, number two, I made a video out of it just so I could put it on Facebook, and that doesn't take up much space because it was just a single picture and it compresses that right down. I think for this one, I took a picture of Guy. He was over here when I first sat down. For some reason, when I sit down outside, he thinks that means he's supposed to come over and play. So he was getting up in my face, and I took a picture of him that I think I'll stick on this video. But, anyway, as far as podcasts go, if there's something I can teach through a podcast, maybe combined with some sort of other materials, that might be a nice way to go. Somebody's setting off fireworks around here the last few days. I don't know why, but anyway, I think that's probably all I had to say about teaching. When I do something like that, I'll make sure and talk about it some more on here, make sure and announce it, and leave links to it and stuff like that. So I'm going to hang this up for tonight, and hope to talk to you again next time.